Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party. Transformers! This week, we have the return of TFC Toys' Lyokaiser, another possible Rise of the Beast figure, and some expensive licensed bookends. Today is Wednesday, April 6, 2022, and this is episode 480 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that realized our recording schedule of Sunday nights has become a problem since award shows have turned into fight clubs. I'm your host, Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hey, Charles, the first rule of award shows is we don't talk about award shows.
Scott, the illustrious Dr. Pants.
Damn it, Jeremy, you took my joke. Hello, everyone.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
His name is Chris Rock. Let's talk Transformers.
All right. So I wonder what's going to happen on the Grammys this week. But
which is happening right
WrestleMania
now.
WrestleMania happening at the same time, so hopefully it evens out a little bit.
As always, we start off the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who support us on Patreon and PayPal. Thank you all so much for continuing to support us and help out the show. We really appreciate it, and that's why we thank you in every episode. One of the big perks of being a Donatrion is you get access to the early uncut versions of our Transformers Live Play RPG podcast, Empire of Rust. And this week, you should have access to the uncut version of Empire of Rust, episode 73, Attack of the Mini Clones. And this is exclusive for our Donatrions. It came out on Monday, April 4th on our Patreon page. So you should have access there. You can get your personalized RSS link through Patreon to get access. Another perk of being a Donatrion is that you are automatically entered into our monthly Toy Hacks $10 gift code giveaway. And we are going to do the drawing for March this week. So we are ready to give away more of Toy Hacks' money. Thank you so much to ToyHacks.com for continuing to provide this and support our listeners. So, Jeremy, are you ready to, or is your assistant ready to help us out?
Computer, are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, can we get a random number between 1 and 87?
Computer, give me a random number between 1 and 87.
Here's a number between 1 and 87. It's 21.
21? Goes to number one, Derek.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yay.
Congratulations. You may know him as the voice at the end of every episode.
And in the middle of this one.
Yes. That's right. Congratulations, Derek. We will be getting that $10 gift code to you very soon.
Right on.
Last bit before we get into the toy news, I did want to mention that I was the next contestant on the Geekcast Radio Network. They're All Things Transformers Origins podcast. So TFG1 Mike interviewed me last week, and I believe it should be up very soon. If it's not up now, it should be up in a couple of days, and we will link to it when it goes live. If it's already live, it'll be in the show notes. But just like Daryl, I got my turn in the sun to get all my Transformers origins through those 26 questions that TFG1 Mike has. And thanks, Mike, for having me on. It was a fun time. He mentioned I was significantly shorter than Daryl in terms of the time length of the podcast. I don't know if that's good or bad, but
wow,
he thought it was very important to mention. So,
well, you didn't have probably the number of F words and stuff. And then there probably wasn't a Beast Wars debate.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he probably. Did he have part of your fandom to question there? At
No, he did. Yeah, I think we were much more in agreement than you were with him. So I had
a great time.
We all liked the same stuff.
Sounded like you had a good time as well.
Yeah. It was very fun. Yeah. So we'll have to get TFG1 Mike onto transmissions, Neil, mm-hmm. soon. So. And I think, Jeremy's next on deck. We'll see. I guess that depends on Jeremy's schedule, but
need to contact him and see when we can do it.
Yep. I think Mike, he did promise to go through all the transmissions hosts. So Dr. Pants and Mike and Apollo, you guys get ready to. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's jump into some toys.
All right, and tonight, or today, we're going to start off the show with an oldie, but a new version, I guess. This is TFC Toys, and they have decided they're going to reissue their Hades combiner. This is their Lyokaiser, and they're going to reissue the entire team with some redesigned joints. And this combiner came out 5 years ago. So it's been out for a while and it's known to have had issues. People were really given some high praise to this thing as it came out. And then the centerpiece came out and it just kind of fell apart. The combiner just couldn't hold together. It had a lot of issues and it really soured everyone on this whole team. So TFC Toys is bringing this whole combiner team back. They're also issuing out a upgrade kit if you have the original release still. And so you can make the changes needed for the original release. So you've got an entire new piece, a new set to get if you really like the look, but were scared off by the issues that everyone seemed to be plagued with. It does the post we've got is from Dime Chalk's Facebook page. It shows the upgraded pieces, some of the old parts that that were on there, and what they've changed. They're showing here what the upgrade kit is also going to give you if you still have that original release. This is something that is kind of interesting because I honestly did look at this as a potential combiner to get back in the day. And when all those issues started happening, I was scared off. I really didn't want to get into something like this. So right now you can get the entire team. It's pre-orderable on like stores, sites like BBTS for $499.99. So $500. Or if you've got the original release and just want to get the upgrade kit to kind of fix everything, it's $15. So they're really just kind of getting that upgrade kit out to the people that need it just for, really cheap. So that's good. So I want to start with Dr. Pants because I know Dr. Pants likes big robots and we're talking about a massive robot here in Hades or their Lyokaiser. And, is this something that you remember coming out? You remember the issues that it was plagued with, and the redesign here, the fix that they've done on it. Does this kind of rekindle anything with you?
So I do like big bots and can't lie, as with every episode I'm on here. And I love the look of this Lyokaiser, and I love Lyokaiser in general. It's one of my favorite looking combiners. So I actually had one of the pieces of this. I snagged it on a sale either on BBTS or TF Source. I got the Radamanthus, which was the Lyozak piece, and I really liked it. It was a cool piece. The transformation was cool. I got it into combine mode and I had high hopes for it. But my issue is I got it late in the game and I couldn't get the rest of the pieces easily or for a decent price. So I ended up just selling off that part because it's like, well, this is never going to happen. I did know about the issues with it. And I remember one of the big ones that a lot of people said were like the waist and the knee connection. And seeing that they've redesigned that, that gives me a lot of hope for this, because while I never had this one fully combined, I do have their Defensor, and the combiner joints are garbage. I hate the connection points on it. There are these little hexagons that just plug in, and truth be told, I've actually broken one. Oh. But the fact that they're changing the way the combiner ports work on this, it looks like a much more solid connection, because now instead of just a plug-in hexagonal piece, it looks like it's a slide-in kind of tab thing where it's going to slide in and hook in that way. And that looks like it's going to be more solid. I don't know if they've designed anything else aside from the skirt on the waist unit, but this looks really cool. And honestly, $500 for the whole redesigned joints and the whole thing. I mean, that's less than $100 per piece, which I think they originally retailed for close to $100. So it's a good deal. And the upgrade kit for only $15, that's a steal. Like, yeah. That's awesome that they're just they're releasing that for anybody who still has all of this and just wants to fix it. That's a great thing. If I have the money close to July, I may just get this whole set. I love the Japanese Transformers. I love the continuity for that. I've got Star Saber, got Jinrai, all that. I would love to have a Lyo Kaiser for my collection. So I may jump on that, but we'll see what happens as time goes on.
Right on. Yeah, I completely agree with all of that there. The new joints and such, the only question that I have on them is that the, you know, will they handle the pressure of, you know, moving limbs, right? So I'm assuming they've done a lot of testing with this, because you know, you'd hate to have, you know, your fix be a, you know, be a problem. So let's go to Jeremy. We're talking Japanese figures here. Lyo Kaiser really didn't get a lot of play in any Western continuity whatsoever. It's a badass looking robot, man. And, you know, is there any kind of interest in any of this? I mean, obviously it's an expensive kind of meatball, but, it's a pretty cool figure, I must say.
Yeah. I really like the way it looks. Have almost zero knowledge of the character himself. I mean, you know, just kind of very light, you know, stuff here and there, but it looks really cool. And you know, I just think the fact that they're selling just an upgrade kit for people that previously purchased it and weren't happy for $15, that is just a great goodwill gesture.
Mm-hmm.
And I would wonder if the parts, you know, if they're like just breaking even or, you know, not even making money on that part, but then doing a full re-release, you know, I think the fact that they're doing the upgrade kit kind of fixes any issues that they might have had with people thinking they're just trying to put this out again and make, you know, more money on a bad product. They're saying, hey, we fixed it. You've already spent, you know, $500-$600 with us. Here is just, you know, a little upgrade kit, and you can fix your product without having to buy the whole thing. And that's just, I can't say, you know, enough good things about that. The figures themselves, I think, look really great. I love the colors and, just the different vehicles. I'm so unfamiliar with the character. I don't know, you know, who they are or what, but I love the particularly that Doom Buggy one. I just think that looks really cool. So yeah, this one, if I had, you know, $500 to spare, I'd be interested, but I don't. So I'll just have to live vicariously through you if you get one on the show.
We'll see. There's a lot of other stuff coming out that I'd like to get rather than 5-year-old figures. You know, you're right. And I think that's, you know, you made a good point, and Dr. Pan's kind of touched on it there, is that this fix for the old figures that they're putting out, I think is literally to just cover some of the cost, if not just the cost of making it. because they're not looking to make any money. It's simply just a, almost like an apology to, for everyone to just having to wait, you know, to fix this, fix of existing figures.
I mean, did people have any idea this was coming?
Well, I didn't, but, as somebody who didn't, own the figures in the, you know, originally, I really wasn't paying any attention to TFC. But, you know, that brings me to, you know, my next point, which, you know, I was going to ask Charles about. This is something that, you know, TFC has been one of the first companies to ever really enter the third party game. And as far as their, the current iteration of their company, I would say they're one of the companies that are kind of hanging on by a thread. And, you know, Charles, what do you think of this as being, you know, yes, they're reissuing a figure that had issues, but they fixed it. But what do you think of the thought that, you know, this figure, they're bringing it out at the same time as Star Saber, or, you know, the HasLab Star Saber coming out, but they're also kind of, they're trying to capitalize on that. This figure did relatively well for the company as, you know, TFC Toys, but they really haven't put out much new stuff recently. And we're seeing that more from more and more from third party companies that, you know, they're reissuing older figures to essentially stay afloat. And I don't blame them for that. The industry has gotten, you know, much more, saturated, and you've got to, you really got to make something stand out, you know, to make, to really get your name out there. But TFC to kind of, you know, really make, you know, bring their name back to the forefront is literally just reissuing an old product. We've seen Make Toys do it. Fans Project seems to come back to life every time there's a TFCon, and just stuff like that. What do you think of, you know, that kind of thought pattern or process, Charles?
I mean, I think however they can, get, you know, make a profit, I think that they should do it. I mean, I guess I'm always curious what the actual, like what the business model is for third party Transformers. It seems like you're always kind of being going to be hanging by a thread because the market is not that large. Like you're basically taking a niche of a niche of a market share and trying to, continue to serve that. I mean, I understand like doing figure, like if you do figures that, at Hasbro kind of is, you're kind of playing the game of, can you do figures that Hasbro isn't really focused on, or maybe not, you know, that they haven't done in a while. And then, you know, doing more detailed figures, more articulated figures. But then the price, you know, the price is always kind of significantly higher than the mass market Hasbro stuff. So it's always a balancing act as to how many people out there are willing to pay that premium to get your figures. And, so, I mean, if they've already got a proven figure that they see did well in the market and that they can put it back out by, and also fix some issues it had and hopefully capture another segment of the market, I guess it's a smart move. I mean, they have their own analytics to see what, you know, what their sales are. And if they see space for that and see a possibility for that, I hope it works out for them. I do think that the, releasing the separate kit for $15 was the right thing to do. So I'm glad they did that for all the people who already bought this figure and were potentially unhappy with it. So, that's nice to, as a gesture to all those people. And maybe those people will have the word of mouth to get other people on board to pony up the $500 for, you know, for a new purchase. I would think, maybe they should try to get these upgrade kits out into people's hands as quickly as possible so that they can, that the community can verify that, yes, this does make the figure hang together better. So it is the redesign is actually working. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that would be my only suggestion is to, you know, make sure that, people have a chance to see it working and that they don't just have to trust that it's going to be okay.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, I will say one other thing about it, Daryl, that you brought up that TFC hasn't done a lot lately. They did just release a brand new figure. They put out that TFC Tyrant, the Triple Changer Megatron figure. And I believe they announced a new Optimus Prime to go with it.
Did they?
I believe so.
It's hard to remember what everyone's doing now. Yeah. TFC, huh?
Mm-hmm. Or it might just be an upgrade of their old Optimus Prime to go with it, but they did just announce something for it.
Oh, I see the Tyrant there. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's sold out on BBTS, but that doesn't mean anything. It's expected for second quarter this year. So, yeah, that does appear to be new. So that goes along with their like, I guess it was like a G.I. Joe Optimus or something like that. That's the kind of style that they're in right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Neat. Okay. So they do have a couple things out. But yeah, this is something that definitely is kind of in the new breed of like their reissuing stuff. Neat. Okay. They got this, I'm just looking here. This craft series, this is a transforming jet as well. That is, I mean, it's an F-22, but it's not Starscream.
I remember seeing that now. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of shopping around at this point, but yeah, that's different as well. Interesting. Okay. Well, I mean, if TFC Toys has kind of, morphed into some other type of company, then, you know, that's, and they're doing some of their aesthetic, then that's cool. I really just haven't been following along with them because they, you know, like I said, they kind of almost started the third party, you know, figure craze with, their Hercules figure back in the day. And then everyone else kind of took over for them and they kind of fell to the wayside. But, anyway, this is all I kind of wanted to talk about this week is, you know, Hades and the kind of the fact that he's coming back, you know, with a new hat. And, that's it. That's all I got. Jeremy, what do you got?
Well, first thing I have is just kind of a quick update. Hasbro Pulse is out of a third country. So now they're in Germany in addition to the United States and the UK. So that is awesome. I think we're all aware Transformers are pretty big over in Germany since, we have at least one listener there. So that's evident that it's a huge thing over there. But it's awesome that they'll be able to go directly to eu.hasbropulse.com and order stuff and not have to hopefully pay exorbitant shipping like people in Canada. So Daryl, how does this make you feel knowing that they're going to all of these other countries when you're just like, you know, you're America's hat. You're just like right there and they can't open up shipping for you.
I had a problem. Like I'm happy for the German collectors out there. And I even posted about this on Twitter is that I'm very happy for the collectors in Germany, but the Hasbro Pulse post mentions that Hasbro Pulse is available in the US, Canada and the UK and now Germany. I'm like, so I'm looking and yes, okay, technically you're available in Canada, but you're going to screw us every single time we want to order from you. So are you really available in Canada? So I don't see it being as, you know, quite the same thing. So right.
Since all Hasbro Pulse exclusives seem to be available through like a GameStop for you, is it really available for you?
Right. So that's another thing. So yes, we do have Toys R Us still. And, you know, the Black Ironhide or whatever he's called, you know, that figure, Guard, DK-2 Guard, is, I saw him this weekend at Toys R Us And, you know, that's a figure that it was, you know, Hasbro Pulse. So, you know, these figures are making their way out to GameStops and, you know, Toys R Us and sometimes Walmart. I don't know if I've seen them at Walmart, but some of the other stuff, the collaborative stuff, does make it out to Walmart. So it gets dispersed, but it is nice to have one, you know, one central location to kind of go, and you don't have to hunt for it all the time. And I mean, that's the whole point of being able to shop online. So seeing it here as they saying, you know, Canada has Hasbro Pulse. We don't have Hasbro Pulse. The US has Hasbro Pulse, and Canada just kind of is like, hey, can we kind of tag along? Which is kind of the way Canada has always been with the US. So, you know, it sucks, but I'm pretty much, you know, taking this, you know, this single post in a congratulatory manner for Germany and seeing it as this is how Hasbro Pulse is going to treat Canada going forward. Is they aren't going to give us our own Hasbro Pulse. We are going to just have to use the US.
Oh, hopefully they keep distributing it to local businesses in Canada.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the real thing I had this week, and something that is probably not an insult to Canada, we have the possible first look at Rise of the Beast Battle Changers Bumblebee. And this is another one of those Rise of the Beast figures that's probably going to come out in like the Cyberverse line or some other line. It's a very, it's about the size of a deluxe, but it's not articulated hardly at all. It's one of those very kind of simple for the younger kids Transformers. And it's based off of the kind of all-terrain Camaro that we've seen in some kind of behind-the-scenes shots from Rise of the Beast filming, where it's like a Camaro with like big tires and some protective stuff on it. So that's kind of what the vehicle mode looks like. And then the robot mode is pretty much your live action Bumblebee looking face. So interesting that we're seeing this too. I mean, I figure they just have it in the pipeline and they need to get it out. But I mean, it's a interesting design. I really like the car, the look of the off-road Camaro. It's kind of like a, not really a Mad Max styled thing, but kind of like if you see a car that's been customized for like off-road racing, that's what it reminds me of. And I having one of the movie Bumblebees that's like one of these simplified ones for my kid, you know, it's probably going to be something that you can get a kid and, you know, they don't care what it's from. They just know yellow car is Bumblebee and they'll be happy with it. But I think it's just cool that we're seeing these movie styled figures early because they kind of had to get them out. So Dr. Pants, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, is it something that you'll look forward to when it's actually a more like a deluxe or, you know, a more articulated figure?
Oh, definitely. Between this and the Optimus Prime and Primal we saw before, I definitely want to see these more as like fully idealized, like collector's figures and not just the, you know, this is a toy for the kids to promote the movie. Cause I like the designs. And I think if you go into more detail and you kind of get a more intricate transformation in there, it'll be really, really cool. I actually like the vehicle mode on this a lot, and I don't like Bumblebee typically, but the alt mode's really cool. And I mean, the robot mode, it's Bumblebee. I do like that even still, they've got the cool little like flip out gimmick for the cannon where you just kind of rotate his right hand around and like his cannon's there. I think it's cool they implemented that in there, but I mean, these look adorable for kids. I'm waiting for the studio series announcement or just deluxe announcement in general.
Right. Cool. Charles, what do you think of this design?
So, I'm not a fan of live action Bumblebee. I'd prefer him to, I don't know. I don't know what this means for the Rise of the Beast. Is he still going to be talking with the radio and all that stuff? I mean, we had in the Bumblebee movie, we had the kind of origin story of all that. And then at the end, he was, you know, he was still doing that radio talk stuff. And then he went back to the Camaro from the VW Beetle. So, I do agree the vehicle mode looks kind of cool, and yeah, it looks a little bit Mad Max-ish, which is, you know, a neat update, I guess. So the figure's fine. I mean, it's fine. It's a kid's figure. I think it'll draw people in. Draw kids in, you know. I still don't understand why they're going to release all these toys a year before the movie comes out, but I guess the pipeline is the pipeline, and their stuff is going to come out of the end, and he can't stop it, I guess.
I mean, you don't want to have a big gap in your release schedule.
Yeah. It just seems weird. You've got all these movie toys out a year before the movie, but well, I hope that strategy works out for him. It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it works out for him.
Cool. Daryl, what are your thoughts on this?
I like the alt mode. I think you mentioned it is, you know, I'm basically looking forward to what it's going to look like in a better figure, because this figure is garbage.
Right.
But the alt mode is kind of cool. The Camaro with the roll cage and the big beefy tires is just kind of badass. I want to see it in something a little bit more robust. This is a really jank figure, but it's the Battle Changers, right? So, I mean, it's small. So that's, you know, this is the size class. It's not supposed to be, you know, good, I guess.
This is like a 7-step transformation, or if that.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. Like, I get annoyed when I see these figures, because I don't see kids playing with these, right? These look like McDonald's figures to me, like the ones that you get in a Happy Meal. But then the ones that actually come in Happy Meals don't have any articulation at all anymore. So, you know, I don't understand who these are for, because, you know, I don't honestly see anyone ever playing with these, you know, so I don't know. They just look like such garbage. But like I said, I'm looking forward to, you know, what they do in a higher end figure. Something with a little bit more meat to it.
Yeah, well, all I can say is wait a couple of years and you'll have someone that'll play with toys like this. I mean, it's made for like the 3 and 4 year olds.
Well, we're jumping right to G1s at that point.
Oh, you're going to give your kid your G1s?
Not mine. Get him his own.
All right. Well, that is all I got this week. Dr. Pants, what do you have?
I have an upgrade kit from DNA Designs. They have their DK32 upgrade set. This is for Studio Series 86 Dinobot Slug. Comes with a pair of red horns, a sword, 2 extra parts to transform the tailpiece into a battle shield, and a brand new Exosuit Daniel transforming figure that comes with a gun, because the one that comes with Slug is crap. I mean, we get some images here. The Daniel is definitely the shining point of this upgrade kit. I mean, he's poseable. He's transformable. You can see the head under the dome, which that's awesome. The rest of the parts that come with this upgrade set, like, it's cool that he got a sword, because Dinobots need swords. In terms of the extra horns and the pieces to make the tail into a shield, I personally don't care. Especially about the parts to turn the tail into a shield. Like, I don't think that's ever been a thing. I don't think Slag has ever used his sword as a, or his tail as a shield. Honestly, it's a very small upgrade kit, because I think the only really worthy, like not worthy, but like worthwhile pieces are the Daniel and the sword. And I looked up the price on this, and this upgrade kit is $40. It is $2 more than the upgrade kit for the Studio Series Grimlock that comes with a transformable wheelie and a whole bunch of other parts. So honestly, I'm not digging this kit too much. I don't need the sword, and I don't want to spend $40 on a Daniel, but I mean, maybe you guys might be different. Daryl, I'm almost positive you have a Dinobot slug. You want to upgrade him, right?
I do have a Dinobot slug, and there are portions of this kit that I like. If it wasn't $50, then I'd be interested. You know, I'd like my, you know, my slug figure to have a sword, the same reason I'd like my, you know, Grimlock to have a sword. But the Grimlock kit is much more appealing to me than the slug kit. I am one that sees the horns on slug and sees the holes in the, on the inside of them. I see that and I, you know, it bugs me. So that would have been a big benefit to me as well for getting this kit to kind of change out those horns. Plus, you know, the original G1 figure did have the red horns. And if you're going for accuracy, then that just kind of helps.
The he rest has of gray it, horns in the movie, right?
I mean, I don't remember. Talking about color choice now in the movie, I can't remember.
Yes, in the show he had gray horns. Okay. Just
okay. The Daniel figure, it's definitely an upgrade. You know, that's a big part of it, and likely the main reason behind the jump in price. You know, the rest of it, I don't really need a lot. There's the part that turns the tail into a shield. It's not necessary for me. But yeah, I mean, I see the potential here for it. I see why they've done, you know, why they've made it. But yeah, it's expensive. So I don't know. There's going to be people that are going to get it. I'm probably going to be a person who avoids it.
All right, Jeremy, what about you? Do you want to spend $40 on a Daniel figure?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the sword. I like the horns, and I like the Daniel figure that they did, but it's not worth it for me. I do think that the Daniel figure reminds me a lot of the Spike figure that came with the original Masterpiece Bumblebee. I'm wondering if any of that was copied, because I know the arms and shoulders kind of, it really stands out to me. So that just, I don't know. I wasn't too happy with that figure either, but.
Are we getting a new core class Spike figure too in the exosuit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. So, I mean, really it's just the sword, and you can just wait for someone to 3D print a sword on Shapewaves or something and get that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's not the best upgrade kit in my opinion. I mean, and if I were them, I would put out just a set of swords, nothing else, just a sword for each Dinobot, and just sell that. Because so many people might just want the sword and none of the other stuff.
I mean, if I were DNA, I'd once all the Dinobots are out, that might be something to consider.
Because mm-hmm.
I think we still only know that the other one that's coming out is Sludge. Is that the other one they announced? Yeah.
Sludge has been announced.
Yeah. No Swoop or Snarl yet. So hopefully they get announced and maybe then they'll just do a set of swords, or maybe some other company will just do a set of swords too. But. All right, Charles, it's up to you. You're the one who wants it, right? You can't live without it. Gotta have a Daniel figure.
Well, considering I don't have a Studio Series slug, I can't see the utility in picking this up.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like $40 is a lot for this little bit of accessories. And, yeah, there is a Spike, exosuit figure coming out that it's a core class. So it'll be like $10. So If you want to transform, if you really want a transforming exosuit, that's probably a better deal here. I mean, I haven't compared this exosuit to that one to see how similar or different they are. But you know, I imagine it's not too wide a gap for, you know, to fill in with $30. So, this is a pass for me, unfortunately.
It's a little sad. I usually love like the DNA upgrade kits, but I feel like this might have been like a swing and a miss, and they just felt like they had to get an upgrade kit out there, and all they had to offer was a sword and Daniel. But oh well. Anyway, Charles, that just leaves you. You go for it.
All right. We've got some merchandise from Icon Heroes, and they have recently updated their website to show some new products coming out. In particular, they've got bookends, Autobot and Decepticon bookends, which are $70 a piece. I mean, these must be some pretty solid bookends. We've got an Optimus Prime statue that is, looks like $125. We've got a Transformers Devastator retro mouse pad for just $15. We've got a Transformers Ravage and Rumble retro pin set. Note, Rumble is red and black here. I guess it's a toy. It's a toy retro pin set. That's just $30. So all these collectibles are kind of pricey here. Those are all the new ones announced, but there are previous ones. There's a Unicron pen holder. That's $60. We've got other pins. We've got a Grimlock and Ironhide pin set, and also a Starscream and Shockwave pin set. So they've got other, they've put out other collectibles in the past, but all these new collectibles are for 2023. So the Optimus Prime statue, the bookends, those are for 2023, first quarter 2023. The Devastator mouse pad is for second quarter of 2022. So this next 3 months here. And the Ravage and Rumble pin set is in end of this year, fourth quarter 2022. But yeah, I mean, these are interesting little knickknacks, but these prices are really out of whack. It seems really expensive for what you're getting here. I don't know why these bookends are so expensive. Maybe they're like solid granite or something.
I looked up because they say they were polystone. I looked up what that was. It's a polyurethane resin mixed with powdered stone additives, and Sideshow Collectibles also uses them. So it's supposed to add weight and make it feel like porcelain or stone.
Mm.
So,
okay.
I would imagine they have a good weight to them.
That still doesn't sound like $70 worth to me, but whatever. Dr. Pants, any interest in any of these collectibles here?
I mean, until I saw the price, I kind of like the bookends. Because I think they're kind of cool. Honestly, I would want half of an Autobot and half a Decepticon, though, to be like one on each side, because I think that would be pretty cool to have a little bit of both. I also like the retro mouse pad. I think the Devastator, like original G1 box art, is really cool. And also, that mouse pad is only $15. That one's reasonable. I think that's okay. But being cheap does not mean I should get it. I have a mouse pad. I don't need a new one. It's all right.
Yeah. I don't know. I think $15 is kind of pricey for a mouse pad.
I mean, probably, but I feel like that's still at least a reasonable price for a collectible in general. But compared to the prices on everything else on here, I think it's reasonable. You know, $30 for the pins is pricey because those cannot be that big.
Yeah,
that's not great. But I mean, all things considered, the stuff looks cool. I mean, anybody who wants a pair or a set of like bookends like that, they look cool, and I'm sure they'd be great for holding up the comics and whatnot. I think it'd be great to get those to put like the IDW hardback collection on. That'd make a really great piece there. The Optimus Prime statue also looks cool. It's a little silly with the giant head, but I don't hate the design. I kind of dig it. I don't do statues. So most of this stuff is going to be a pass for me.
Fair enough. Daryl, any of this float in your boat?
Well, I kind of agree with Dr. Pants on the fact that the mouse pad is reasonable. But then again, I'm still using a mouse pad that I've had for 15 years. So, and frankly, I only use it because my desktop is glass. So if I didn't use it, I wouldn't have a mouse pad. But other than that, most of this stuff I can pass with. I actually have a really nice set of bookends that I don't use because I don't have real books. the Prime statue is nice. It's you know, it's just one of those things that I don't collect. And honestly, are pin collecting, is that a big thing now? I don't get it. Like,
yes,
it's, yeah, all right. It's one of those things that used to be a thing when I was really young, and then it kind of went away. And now, it seems to be huge again. I don't understand it. So, I
think it's people our age, kind of reliving the nostalgia, and there's people out there who are producing it. There's all kinds of like indie independent artists who are doing their own kind of enamel pins and whatnot too for more modern franchises and past ones. So
I got a whole bunch of old hockey pins that I used to collect when I was like playing hockey and traveling around and stuff. And, I wonder if they're worth anything. That'd be cool to find out. But
time to go look them up on Kijiji.
There's no previous sales on Kijiji. It's all just sell now. Oh. So I'd have to use eBay, but yes. Anyway, these are all pretty much passable for me. If I did see the mouse pad, you know, in person, I might pick it up, but $15 US is like likely $40 Canadian. So, probably be a little pricey for me here.
Fair enough. Okay, Jeremy, any love for these knickknacks?
I mean, I'm always up for a good knickknack. I think I agree. The statue looks really good. I'm not a statue collector, but it looks really good. I would like just that Autobot logo base as a base for figures in general. I think that would be something cool to have. The mouse pad, I think $15 is reasonable. I paid when we moved and I bought a new desk, I bought a mouse mat for it. That's like really long. My keyboard and everything fits on it too. And that was $20 for just, it's a plain black. And I think a licensed product, this is 8.5-inch circle. I think $15 is reasonable because it is licensed. And, you know, if you were just to get a plain round mouse pad, it's probably going to be $5 to $10 for that same size. And for the bookends, I really do like the bookends. I don't know if $70 is the right price, but they do have other bookends. Like they have a Matrix bookend that's going to be available second quarter this year. It's also $70. So it might just be the price for their bookends. That's something that I would put on my list of, you know, if you want to buy me a nice present, this is something you can buy me, but I wouldn't buy it for myself. Although I agree. They should do a set that is just half of each logo. That seems like that is something that many people would jump on. And I mean, in the Matrix one that they did looks really good too. I think if I were to get any of them, I might get the Matrix one. because it looks really good. And then they also have business card holders at $25 and it like pops out a business card. That's a bit much, but I don't know. I mean, they're collectibles, so they're going to be more expensive. And I don't know. It's if you want it, go for it. The pins look neat too. $30 for two pins is probably about where the market is right now. So, yeah, I mean, they'll look really neat. I'm just, if I saw them at a convention, it might be a splurge item, but just buying them online, I have too much time to second guess myself and cancel the order.
All right, meet it again. All right, well, that's all our toy topics, so we will move on to trips to the store. This is where we show off all the awesome Transformer stuff we got this week. We do this as a video, so you can see everything we got in beautiful high definition on our YouTube channel. But we'll have the audio right here in the podcast, so you can keep listening as we describe everything we got in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
Okay, let's get into the stuff we got this week, and we'll start off with Jeremy.
All right, just comics for me this week. It's been a slow week. But I do have Beast Wars number 14, which we are going to be reviewing on alt mode because it is a Dr. Pants week. And then I have Transformers number 41. And oh, and the Beast Wars comic was Winston Chan's cover. He also did the interior art. He is awesome. And then this is the Umi Meow. Oh, sorry.
That was this is Josh Burcham this week.
Sorry, I just read 13. So, yeah, this is Josh Burcham on interiors. But Winston is still awesome. And then this is the Umi Meow cover for Transformers 41. So both of them look great. And that is all I got this week.
All right. Daryl, we'll go to you.
Okay. So I've got a couple of comics as well. This is Transformers 41. This is the Computron cover. Don't remember who did this one. This is cover B. Cover B. Yep. Yeah. I don't remember. Jeremy will tell you.
Mine's open. I'll look.
He's going to do that right now.
Cover B is Ed Peery.
Ed Peery. Then I've got my B cover of Beast Wars 41 or 14. And this is cover B and
Brenda Chi.
There you go.
You're welcome.
And lastly, I have Jeremy, you're going to have to help me on this one too. Transformers War's End number 2. And I have no idea who did this cover either.
I don't have that because it came out Wednesday and I went to my shop on Tuesday.
So, yeah, I don't know who did this cover either.
Cover is that?
Cover A.
I think the cover A's, are they EJ Sue?
I don't know. It doesn't look like his style, but could be wrong. I don't see any signatures on the cover, so not sure. But was good enough for me, so I bought it. I did get a new toy this week. This is not a recycled or you know, anything I've shown off before. This is one thing that I have been looking for. I tried to pre-order this back in the, you know, back when it came out, but I never saw it up on the websites and such. So luckily enough, a guy at GameStop here, or formerly EB Games, helped me secure one in town and went and picked it up on Saturday. This is Studio Series Perceptor.
Ooh.
So I haven't opened him yet, but he is a cool looking figure. And I'm really digging this Studio Series 86 line. Look at the happy little face on Perceptor there. He's so happy.
He has no idea what's about to happen.
No clue. No clue. He's got he's got his third mode as well. So that's pretty fun. His little tank mode, or I guess it's a, what do they call it? A mobile. I think they said it's a mobile science station or something like that. I don't know. It's a tank, but I think they've qualified
it as science you with a cannon.
Yeah. But this is a very, very cool figure. And I'm looking forward to actually, once I actually get the full kind of Studio Series 86 line, I'm kind of looking forward to breaking them all out and putting them all together in a bit of a display, because they're really doing a very good job on this line, and I'm very impressed. So yeah, Studio Series Perceptor is my new toy for this week. So
it's a good one. It's a good one.
I fear the wounds are fatal. All right, I'll go next. So going on the Transformers, continuing the Transformers the movie, 86 movie kick, I've got some things to show off. Finally, this has been a long time coming, so I got to give a shout out to one of our Donatrons, Wolfwood. He's on the Discord. He's a great guy. He hangs out a lot on our live recordings. I believe he is still listening now. And he helped me out because, I did get the HasLab Unicron. It comes with the Autobot shuttle. But I don't know if you remember back when this was, when it had just passed its crowdfunding goal in 2019, there were rumors that they were producing a bunch of other ships to go with Unicron, and that would be included as a bonus for everyone who backed it. That did not happen for whatever reason. They were producing the rumor was that they were going to produce a lot of other minifigures of characters from the movie to go with the HasLab Unicron. That also did not happen. It was not included in the box. And it was a bummer, but rumors are rumors. But of course, fast forward to last year, and they announced that reformatted Kingdom Galvatron. And that comes with all those minifigures that were missing from the HasLab Unicron. And, I was like, I wanted those, but I didn't like that reformatted Galvatron. So Wolfwood did buy the reformatted Galvatron, and he sold me all his minifigures so I can have them for my Unicron. So here is the Junkion ship. Here is the Quintesson corkscrew ship. And here is Galvatron's ship. So these are all, oops, hold on.
And they're gone.
It's gone forever.
It's under the chair. Edit this out, Daryl. it's lost. It's lost.
My program, editing program doesn't have an edit button. I can't cut.
Wolfwood has been waiting for how long for you to do this, and you just throw it away.
It's gone.
Yeah. But, and then even when you can see the color, comparing the Junkion coloring to the Autobot shuttle coloring, it's just a little bit off. So I don't know why. I would think they would get the, I don't know.
It should be darker. It should be almost a brown. Yeah.
I thought the Junkion one was basically like made of garbage, right? So it should be almost like a rust color.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But thank you, Wolfwood, for hooking me up with these. I really appreciate it.
You should get
also the mini.
Is your Unicron displayed in planet mode?
No, he's currently in robot mode. So
I was thinking you could get some of that stiff wire and display them kind of like flying next to the planet.
That's a good idea. Yeah. And we've also got the minifigures here. Are some of the Dinobots? This is really hard to see on camera, but they're tiny. but this is Swoop. I don't know if it the camera will focus on it.
It's probably too small.
Looks vaguely pterodactyly, yeah. So.
Here is Grimlock.
You know, you could take a picture and send it to Daryl. I'm sure he'll edit it in.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, will. I've been able to figure out a way to see these now.
this is Snarl, the Stegosaurus, who was only in like one scene as a background character in the movie. And there is Slag/Slug. And they did not include a Sludge. I don't know why Sludge was in the movie, but they did not include a Sludge minifigure. They only included there were only four Dinobots showed up in the 86 movie, but not these four Dinobots. For some reason, Hasbro just can't get it right. I don't know what's going on.
All right, go again. I'm ready this time.
There's a bunch more minifigures of different characters. Got Ultra Magnus, Hot Rod. I like it. They're all here. They're all here. They're very, very tiny, but they're all, just gray, unpainted. So
looks like a bunch of uncooked alphabets.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Looks like I think we've got a Megatron here. We've got an RC. Starscream. Lots of characters from the movie. They're all there.
You really need to get an arc so you can have somewhere to put them so you don't lose them.
Yeah. But that's... Go ahead.
I was going to say, isn't there a spot on the stand for Unicron's head that there's like a spot for the minifigs?
But not all of them. Like
No, not all of them, but you can at least display a few of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, here's the stand.
Wow.
Yeah, basically, it's just the arc.
How many spaces are there? We have to count them. We can't see that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, there's 15 spaces for minifigures in here. And 14 came with this Galvatron set, and then there were two that came with Unicron. So there's 16 total minifigures and 15 spaces on the stand. So
they expect you to lose.
Good job, Hasbro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have isn't there a Galvatron and a Megatron?
You don't need the Megatron.
Just pick yes, one. There is. There is. That's true.
Yeah, yeah. So you just pick one.
All right. That's what I got this week. Thanks again. Well, thanks again, Wolfwood, for hooking me up. Appreciate it. And I'm enjoying these little minifigures, even though I forgot to show them off the last 2 weeks, but now everyone can see them. So, all right, Dr. Pants, the floor is yours. You can wrap it up for us.
My first figure is exactly why I have this coveted last position.
All right.
You ready for this?
Take your pants off. I'm ready.
Oh, you. what was I doing? Oh, yeah. Showing off Transformers. I hit my local indoor flea market a few weeks ago, and I found this guy for $5. I know you're all jealous. This is Revenge of the Fallen Infiltrator Soundwave.
You got ripped off.
My whole thought process was, well, I don't got this Soundwave. Better buy it.
Surely didn't pay you $5.
Hey, you know what? You know what? It, all things considered, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. The Studio Series one.
Does that turn into the satellite thing?
Yeah, that turns into the satellite because there's all the satellite bits on the back.
I'll give it this much. It's blue. The other one, the main version is gray, right? So at least this one's blue.
Even the Studio Series one, like the satellite one, is just all gray with a little bit of blue. It looks ugly. Like this one doesn't look great, but at least it's blue with a silver face and a little bit of like yellow and some color. So meh. It was $5. Whatever. I also got this at a, speaking of Studio Series A6, this isn't Studio Series A6, but he goes with it. I got Commander Class Rodimus. And nice. Yeah, put him on the battle platform so I can show everything off. This, I mean, this set's pretty big. It's not Skylynx or Jetfire, but it's pretty big. And I'm going to give Rodimus this. That transformation is awesome. I love his transformation. It's great. My only complaint is that that old man face. Like, I know he's supposed to look a little older, but man, oh man. That's it's a face who's seen some stuff. He's seen some stuff. But all the effect parts and everything that comes with it, the rifle, the battle station, it's all really, really cool.
And I'm impressed. The face, that's what leadership does. I mean, if you look at a president from when he was first in office to when he leaves, you know, ages you.
You have a point. I'm also impressed with how much bigger he is than like Hot Rod was. Like, I didn't think he was that big of a figure, and I put him next to each other and he's big compared to Hot Rod. To go along with that, I found my first legacy figure out in the wild. There was just one, and I had to pick it up because I need a Galvatron. So I got legacy Galvatron. He's got no smudges. I know I could have taken the Kingdom ones off, but I haven't seen a Kingdom Galvatron either. So this is my Galvatron now. He looks really good. I am getting the DNA upgrade kit that's going to come with the different faces and the leg extensions, because my big problem is he does look a little stumpy. Also, the chain that comes with the Matrix is absolute trash. It looks awful. But I do want to show off that until that DNA set comes out, I took some time. I actually painted the chain. So instead of gray, I did it in a gunmetal and then did some silver weathering on it. So now when it's on him, it doesn't look as bad. Still not great, but it looks somewhat better. So that figure is cool, by the way. That Galvatron transformation is awesome. And he looks great. He feels great. He feels really solid for a leader class figure, and he's hefty. I like that figure a lot. Lastly, not a toy, but technically two things. I ordered something from Winston Chan back in November, December. And this was part of what came with it. He gave me a little print. This is from Lost Light Fest 2018. A little Optimus Prime print of some artwork he did, full color and everything. This is really nice. But what I bought is during this year's Lost Light Fest, because Winston has been working on the Beast Wars comic, he did a bunch of Beast Wars characters. And it had to have been one of the last days he posted this one. I'm like, I need this. So I got the original pen and ink artwork of Big Convoy from Beast Wars Neo that Winston did. So
nice.
I had to pick this up. Again, just black and white, but this is the actual inked picture he did. I snagged this from him and framed it up and everything. So this is going to go on the wall because I love me some Beast Wars and I love me some Japanese Beast Wars. Plus, this just, he does an amazing work. This looks really, really good. I love it.
It's always awesome to get some original work too.
Oh, I love original work. And Winston is a friend of the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Winston, if you're listening. Amazing work. He currently has a bunch of March of Robots stuff for sale. So there's some more Transformers artwork up there and some GoBots. Anybody wants some GoBots art?
I love GoBots.
I like GoBots. Don't love. But that's all I got this week.
Awesome.
All right. Well, that will do it for this week's Trips to the Store.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
We're back from our trips to the store, and we will move on to convention news.
All right. Toy Fair New York was canceled earlier this year, and they have now announced that they are going to be back in 2023. They are going to be September 30th through October 3rd at the Javits Center in New York City, and they are shifting it to September based on many things, but they're saying like the supply chain issues and changing purchasing cycles So they say this is a result of a multi-year long process in research work and stuff. Don't know about that. But regardless, it'll be September 30th through October 3rd, 2023. So looking forward to it happening again, and hopefully there will be no pandemic, but who knows at this point. In this year convention news, TFCon Toronto 2022 tickets are now on sale. You can go to tfcon.ca/tickets and purchase them. And also the hotel block has been on sale. So check that out. And then this weekend, if you are in the Midwest United States, DairyCon 2022 is April 8th and 9th at the Cow Palace at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. So check that out if you are anywhere in the Midwest. It's a drivable thing. And not that expensive. Pre-registration has been closed for a while, but just walk in, have a blast, buy some toys. $10 a person. Children under 12 are free. So check that out. And that is it for convention news this week.
Okay, and we will finish up the show with a little bit of feedback. So this feedback comes from our Discord channel, and it comes from Dr. Pants.
Who?
I don't know, some guy. He sucks.
And Dr. Pants has a correction for our number one Beast Wars fan, Cybertronian Beast. So last week we were talking about Wolfang and K9, and I guess Daryl got the order wrong, because Dr. Pants says it pains me to have to correct the number one Beast Wars fan, but Wolfang is the original version of the mold and was repainted into Predacon Wolfang and remolded into K9. So what do you think about that, Daryl?
Well, I will read my response then to I said, your correction is noted. I only assumed the K9 was the original, since there are so many more of them at the store that I help out at, as opposed to Wolfang. But I went on to say, this is still my favorite version of the mold anyway, and I posted a picture of my my Max B, which is from, what is it, Neo?
It's Beast Wars Neo, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Wait, you actually have one of these? Like, that's yours?
Yeah, it's mine, yeah.
Oh, god damn it, that's awesome.
Oh, what am I? Yeah, of course I do.
Okay, here's the thing. I wasn't going to make the correction because it was an easy mistake to make, but it was after you made the comment that, like, oh yeah, this was remolded from K9. You were like, number one Beast Wars fan. You had to point it out. And I'm like, all right, nope. Can't let it go now.
Yeah, no, I.
He did the finger guns. He's like, number one Beast Wars fan.
So I forget that that I did the finger guns and then did all that stuff, but that does sound like me. Yeah, that very much sounds like me. So yeah, though I do have a Max B, and that is and I do have a K9. I don't have a Wolfang. When I'm at the store and I'm working away on the stuff there's no Wolfangs. I have pieces of Wolfangs here and there, but I've got so many freaking K9s.
I don't, like, the only thing I can assume is like, I remember when Wolfang came out, I saw one and I'm like, oh, this looks so cool, I have to have it. And I ended up, like, after a couple of months, I lost a piece and I had never seen another Wolfang on the shelf. So I couldn't, like, replace it. And then eventually K9 came out and I bought that. And I remember always seeing those on the shelves. So I don't know if there was just more of them or what the deal was. But yeah, no, I remember, like, there being so many K9s.
Yeah, it must be something like that. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Yeah, I made a mistake. Sorry, everybody. Sorry.
That Max B does look really cool. I don't know if I've seen him before.
It's, yeah. It was like from the same time period that, what's the wasp, the weird looking waspinator, the Thrustinator? Like that came in the same thing. Cause I think, is that what's next to that, Daryl? The original version of Thrustinator?
Yeah, I have that too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all like late stage Beast Wars Neo stuff, Japan only. Very jealous. Very jealous.
Yeah. I just took that picture just to show you that I am in the same room with them right now.
I mean, that was a really good picture of Max B you posted, but I mean, that could have been like just professional photography for the toy or something.
Wait, are you saying that I can't take good pictures? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I was saying. I was just saying like that could have been pulled from a website or something. And I was like, oh, okay. I just didn't expect it to be like that was your personal photo of it. You did a really good job on it.
I took that. That was me.
You did a really good job.
Well, thanks. Yeah, no, but yeah, thanks for your feedback.
No problem.
And that takes us to the end of this episode of Transmissions. As always, at the end, we give a shout out to our Masterpiece Donatrions. These are the folks who contribute to the show at the highest level on our Patreon, and we really appreciate it. So thank you again to John Forex Levengood, Dinobot Maximize, Demon Tech 82, and Curtis Akon. And thank you, Dr. Pants, for joining us again this week. Where can people find you on the internet, and what kinds of stuff can they get and watch with you in it?
Well, you can find me at Nerdstradamus on YouTube. That is our YouTube channel, and that is where most of our content ends up. Of course, there's Nerdstradamus.com. You can go there, and there's where you can find us. There's all the links, because we're on all the social media, including TikTok, which is brand new. But mostly it's YouTube stuff, and we're doing mostly gaming videos and stuff like that, nerdy stuff. We did a couple of robot videos for March because of March Mechness, but we're always putting videos out at least once a week, and we stream every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are currently doing a Nuzlocke challenge on Pokemon Fire Red. It has been the most emotional gaming experience of my life. If you want to watch it and watch me have an emotional mental breakdown every week.
Wow. That's quite a tease.
Episode 2 in particular is one of the best moments ever. You want to watch a man break, go to the last 5 minutes of that episode.
All right, and thanks everyone for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/discord. Want some cool transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.
We've got a Ravage and Rumble retro pin set for $30. And
did we lose Charles?
I think we just lost him.
Yep.
Charles.
Oh, sorry. I'm still here. I muted myself because I sneezed and then I didn't unmute. Sorry.
I would start back at the pin set.
Okay. We've got a Ravage and Rumble retro pin set for $30. And
did we lose Charles?
I think we just lost him.
Yep.
Charles.
Oh, sorry. I'm still here. I muted myself because I sneezed and then I didn't unmute. Sorry.
I would start back at the pin set.
Okay.